unless I hear a gut-busting drum solo from Freddie. Take it away. Good class.
Sing out the jams! 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 Sing out the jams!
More and more people hear, more and more music on
WFMU.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Come on. the highlight of the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know I told you once and I know it's been around. But I ain't got the time for messing around. But I just met a girl today, I think she is so fine. I was destined to love her till the end of time. Going down.
Yeah, we'll go rockin'. Now if you
just what I mean.
This is the highlight of the day.
Left.
Breakdance with Spoony here on WF Muse Rock and Soul Radio. This is Bad Teeth.
I'm gonna take
New out of Melbourne, this is The Prize. Good evening. Good Tuesday to you, sir, madam, and all. You're listening to Bad Teeth on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Every Tuesday night from 8 to 9, you're going to find me, Spoonie, selecting songs to fill the time in between Frank and Queen's Joey D and Ranking Full Stop with Mike Sin. But I do my job admirably. I'm here back in my home court where I have the advantage. Had a great time last week filling in for Nate Takei on Friday night. It was fun. Hope you're able to listen. All 3 hours of it are on the archive if you're ever inclined. It was nice to just throw out some long sets without kind of worrying if I was like playing songs I'd played before. Caution to the wind. That was the order of the night. And also caution on the wind because I drank way too much coffee. Rolling in there. Came in a little too hot. It was like 30 minutes before the show when I started to get that caffeine headache. But like at 8:30 at night. But Mr. Finewine don't care if I played Flipper in the last 6 months. He just cares about something he calls the Soul Chronometer. It's a giant hourglass in Studio A. He turns it over after his show. And you cannot play Soul until it runs out. It's like a radius clause. Once he's left New Jersey or the hourglass runs out, whichever comes first, then you can play soul. But thank you again to Nate for trusting me with fulfilling the solemn duty of any DJ. And that is keeping communists from taking over an empty radio station and broadcasting their propaganda. I joke, but that's kind of true. Like, most FCC rules were written at a time when, like, all they cared about were keeping communists off the air. And, like, the fact that a radio station plays music is secondary to just not broadcasting communist propaganda. But I did it! I kept the Reds out for 3 hours. Alright, enough of the past, let's talk about the present. And by present, I mean the last 30 minutes? That was a long set. I admit, I did not come back here and start self-editing. In fact, I feel like I just picked up more bad habits. Alright, what do we hear in that set? We ended it with The Prize. A fantastic new single from them, First Sight, released by Drunken Sailor. Love at first listen for that single. Out of Melbourne. I think they've been opening for the Chats on their last tour. Then Ramones, Outsider. We're all outsiders. We come here to belong. It was on Subterranean Jungle, released by Sire. Then the Nervous Eaters, Boston Legends with Loretta from Rat Records. It was 1976. And then the reissue of Guitar Romantic by Exploding Hearts. We heard the King Louis mix of I'm a Pretender. That was new. Thank you, Third Man. I'm not a reissue guy. You know, sometimes I just don't trust it. But under the stewardship, the careful stewardship of Terry Six, that was a fantastic reissue. Some new stuff on there sounded incredible, and I really suggest you pick that up. Todd Afonik had a great interview with Terry a few weeks ago. Check the archives and give that a listen. Then the Liquids, Don't Want to Get to Know You, off of Life is Pain, Idiot. A perfect album cover, and it doesn't need the album title, because once you look at that cover, you know exactly what she's telling you. The form and function are all there. I've been wanting to play that for a while. And Terry T just keeps racking up the Liquid plays. I had to do something about it. I had to get my foot in there. This is kind of like a show of new songs. I've been kind of preoccupied with, like, themes and pastiche lately and moving, so I haven't really had a chance to play any new stuff. I think over the next couple weeks that changes. Scraper, Rats in the House. Alright, not new, from Slovenly. That was actually like 2016 or something like that. Rats in the House. It's a great track. I'll take Rats over Camel Crickets. Here's my new home update. I have something of a camel cricket problem in my shed. That's all I'm going to say about that. If I'd known about the camel crickets, I might still be in Brooklyn. Lost Legion, tonight, off of Long Shot. Did you know you were going to be listening to an Oi Go-Go's cover tonight before you closed your eyes? I did. I carried that news with me all day. Wasn't easy keeping secrets like that. Rocky Erickson and the Aliens, Red Temple Prayer. Two-Headed Dog off of the Evil One, released by Light in the Attic, another label whose reissues I trust. And then new from Upper Wilds, V'ger. No, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Voyager. V'ger and the Creator will become one. That was on their new LP, Jupiter, from Thrill Jockey. It's one of my favorite new releases right now. Upper Wilds, coming correct every time. They know exactly what they're doing. Just that huge cosmic sound. Rocky Erickson and the Aliens were really the only place I could go after that. Then Little Ernest Tucker, Get Me a Satellite from Fortune, 1958. And then we kicked the show off with The Champs. Tequila, released in 1958 by Challenger. That was a big hit. Like, that was, like, I'd known that song even at 9 when I saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Hopefully you understand the reference. Rest in power, Paul Reubens. Pee-wee Herman. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I saw that in the theater, and it was the hardest I'd ever laughed up till then in a theater. I've always loved Paul Reubens and his commitment to any character and lack of vanity combined with humanity it's really going to be missed. And he didn't have to be so vain. I've been seeing a lot of pictures of him as a young man everyone's posting on the internet. Hachi machi. All right. More music. More new music. This is Chrome Spider here on Bad Teeth on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
se nega. Os amores se foram, sentimos o peso. Cidade come o seu dia, a luz acaba mais cedo. Os prédios roubam o sol. It's all, it's all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Ranking Full Stop on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio stream. My name is Mike Sin. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for sticking with the Tuesday night programming here on the Rock and Soul stream. Hope everyone's having a good time. Good night. Hope everyone's had a good week. Had a pretty nice week, I think, overall. Spent a lot of time at the beach over the weekend, considering we're having, the hottest July on record or such. So yes, so that's what I was doing. Getting beat up by the waves in the Atlantic Ocean, but it beats walking around in the hot sun. It's a lot of fun. Hey, tonight, oh, you know what, here, folks, you guys can help me out. Here, you know, apropos of nothing. Tonight, there's a field by my house. A ball field, multi-purpose field, as it were. And it looks like, I don't know, around 6 o'clock on certain nights of the week, there's a cricket league that sets up and starts playing. Now, I never really watch cricket too much. Cricket's one of those sports that I saw first on TV. Most of your U.S. sports, when you grow up in the United States, you experience the sports, you know, out on the field, like baseball and American football, you know. And then you start watching it on TV. But cricket, I only saw it on TV. But watching cricket's actually pretty exciting. It'd probably be more exciting if I can figure out what the heck was going on. So my question to you guys is, do you guys follow cricket? Is anybody a major fan of cricket? It seemed like there were a lot of runs scored. That's all I could tell. But I've been watching, I don't really follow the schedule. It's just the park is really, I can walk to the park and stuff like that. I see it. It looks pretty cool. So I've been checking it out when I know, when I can just sort of look out the window or walk down to the end of the property and be like, oh, they're setting up for a cricket game. All right, I'm going to go out there. But anyway, so that was my night. That was my Tuesday night before I got here. All right. But you're here for the music, not too much about my life. So let's start things. Oh, here, we'll start things off a little bit different. I'm going this way. Look at that. I'm changing it up already. Folks, we're going to start the show off with Georgie Fame. ¶¶
right now, right now.